This is May the 20th, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this word is the changing of the guards. I am raising up new leaders in my church in this hour full of my Holy Ghost power. The church you are accustomed to seeing will continue on as always. Some will repent and get back into my flow, but many, it will just be business as usual. It was with Saul. With Saul, it was business as usual. There's no way he's going to abdicate for David. He hated David. He's jealous of David. He tried to kill David. David ran for his life, hid in caves. Don't mourn for those who oppose. I have no tolerance for them. Just follow my lead and you will succeed in all I will require of you. These in these last days will be bold as lions. They won't be afraid to call a spade a spade. My power will be strong and my glory in residence greater than the former day. Days of truth and yes, justice will reign. See with the glory there is two sides, miracles and judgment. That's what we saw in Acts chapter 5, miracles and judgment. Miracles and judgment, it is a two-edged sword. Sin cannot reign in the camp with my glory in residence. Acts 5 is the prime example. Sin in the camp will not be tolerated like it has been. It will be disclosed and disposed of. The price of my glory is in residence. So if you're going to have God in the camp, you're not going to have sin in the camp. The two cannot abide together. Don't mourn over those who fall, but keep your face set like flint and continue the cause. It will be glorious. You will do exploits. You will be strong. You will speak and see the results right before your eyes. I'm requiring you to be mighty. Time to stop being flighty. I want to give you more, but that is contingent on your paying the price of the mighty and stop being so flighty. That's quit stepping out in the flesh about things. No more tossing back and forth like the waves of the sea. Time to be strong and unmoved and put in the enemy to flight. Flighty means lacking steadiness, easily upset, volatile, easily excited. In other words, you let your flesh react, easily excitable. You know, you just go to pieces when something comes. Mighty means powerful and extraordinary. Keep the enemy in pain. Don't be a pain. Keep the enemy in pain. Don't be a pain. Beat his brains out. Walk in the spirit, and you won't have the problems of the flesh. That's how you beat the brains out of the enemy. Stay in the spirit. Stay grounded in the word of truth that is able to save your soul. I have so much I want to give you, show you. Let's move forward. All right, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. Hebrews 6:19. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. It cannot slip and it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it, a hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil. So an anchor of the soul. Okay, Hebrews 13:17 also. Obey your spiritual leaders and submit to them. Continue to recognize their authority over you, for they are constantly keeping watch over your souls and guarding your spiritual welfare as men or women who have to render an account of their trust. Do your part to let them do this with gladness and not with sighing and groaning, for that would not be profitable to you either. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who have given an account. Let them do this with joy, not with grief, for this would be unprofitable to you. That's the NAS version. Unprofitable means gainless or pernicious. Pernicious means destructive, highly injurious, deadly, wicked, noxious, and undermining. This is the day and the hour. I have waited long enough. The shift has begun. My new church will get the job done. Make a decision today. Are you in or are you out? I call the shots, but they always have the best intentions. But I always had the best intentions concerning you. He calls the shots, but it's for always for our good, what he does for us. It's not a selfish motive. I have no more time to play games, and I'm nearly out of time, and there is so much left undone. Your choice, my beloved, Jesus. P.S. Out with the old, in with the new. I have great plans ahead for you.